Last year, this epidemic took the lives of 116 people right here in Erie County.
Congressman Brian Higgins is one of four representatives sponsoring the House version of what is known as the TREAT Act. It would allow more doctors, as well as physician assistants and nurse practitioners, to prescribe buprenorphine, a drug used to treat opioid and heroin addictions. Kerry Locke's son is one of the success stories, recovering with the help of treatment involving medication. Locke admits, though, they're among the lucky ones.
It's just overwhelming. I can't imagine where we would be right now as a family if he hadn't been lucky enough to find a treatment provider. And I can't imagine how difficult it is for those who have to be on a waiting list in the throes of that chaos.
Supporters of the bill say there's a large disparity in the number of doctors who can prescribe controlled substances, including the ones to which patients become addicted, and the number of those who can prescribe the drugs to counter the problem. Avi Israel's son died after a battle with his addiction.
This legislation, without a doubt, will save life. If this legislation was here 3.5, 4 years ago, my boy would be here with us today.
A similar bill is being co-sponsored in the Senate, one with bipartisan support that includes some prominent names, including Kentucky Republican Rand Paul and California Democrat Dianne Feinstein. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.